welcome to the New Author Podcast with your hosts, Jerry Evanoff and Lindsay Evanoff. The Super Siblings will take you through their days as they write, publish, and market their books. They'll talk about their successes, their mistakes, and everything in between. And occasionally, they'll veer off into tangents that will most likely be discussion of which episode of The Office is their favorite. Seriously, they talk about The Office a lot. So sit back, relax, and prepare to be educated and entertained, but mostly entertained.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the New Author Podcast. Today is, January 3rd, 2021. We get to say 2021 now, which sounds better than 2020, I think. I don't know. 2021?
Does it?
Yeah, I don't know. It's more musical to me. I don't know. This is episode 109 of the podcast after skipping last week because, well, I mean, we could say it was like Christmas, New Year's, and all that stuff. But in reality, I was at your house and I don't know how to make a very good quality podcast and you and I are in the same room. So I just said, hey, let's skip it. And you were like, okay. And I really didn't have to twist your arm at all, which worked out well. So.
There was a lot going on too.
So. Oh, there were a lot of people. It wasn't like when I was there in June where it was just me, you, and Kian. It was a lot of people.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
That voice is my co-host Lindsay, my sister. Lindsay, how are you?
I'm good. Glad it's the new year.
Me too. And I'm not even like one of those 2020 was horrible people. I just like turning over from December to January because that means we're now on like the other side of the mountain to where summer is coming again. I actually don't mind January. As I've said before, I hate February. So we just need to get past February and get into that nice weather. So
January and February, I think, are the longest months of the year. They take forever to get through.
And February is actually the shortest, which is the winter.
Man, it's like 4 months long.
Yeah, it feels like that. Yeah, February especially. And it's mostly up here, it's because of the weather.
Yeah.
It's, you know, even working from home every day, which, you know, in my previous life, that's what I did every day. And driving to the office every day probably made it a little bit easier because, you know, the days went quicker that way. But sitting here in February, just looking outside and seeing like 6 inches of snow on the ground and knowing I'm not going anywhere, it's depressing. So. And we're still not to the point where the sun is out at 7 a.m. And I hate that. I hate when the sun is still out. The sun is still down while I'm working.
You go to work in the dark. You stop working in the dark. Yeah.
It won't be so bad again because I'm working from home at least the next couple of weeks. It's probably going to be all January. But yeah, when I would drive to work, just driving to work in the dark and then leaving in the dark was the worst. So. All right, so to some stats. Now, my stats are not very impressive, and I have a feeling that you're the same as me because I know what you've done the last 2 weeks. My book.
Your stats are actually way more impressive than mine. So. Well, that's
pretty terrible. Oh, yeah, they are, aren't they? I have 1,024 more words than you, which that's because I have 1,024 words.
way to give away my progress.
Spoiler alert. I am at 35,405. Now I will say that I did have a little bit more words than that. I cut some of the words as I was doing the writing that I did and added other words to it. So I don't know what my actual count is, but it's definitely not much more than 1,000, but it's a little bit more. In terms of MailerLite, I've gone down 9 to 865, and I sent another email out last week, which is most likely why that went down again. As long as I stay below 1,000, and I'm cutting the people who don't want to be there, I'm cool with it. It's fine with me. Something you haven't gotten in a couple months, you get to get a golf update. I know you're excited.
Woo-hoo!
I golfed at a course not too far from your house last Saturday, and it was interesting. It was a short course. I should have done better, but I also hadn't swung in like 6 weeks, and I could not figure out their greens. It was like hitting on this wispy hair. I could not figure. Yeah, it was. I don't even know how to explain it.
Wispy hair.
Yeah, I could not figure. I don't know how to explain it. It wasn't until so the first 12 holes, I was not very good. Then I took my hoodie off, and for the last 6 holes, I played really well. I think I had my second or third birdie this year. I had a couple of pars, and I hit the ball pretty well. It just continues to make me excited for the summer, when hopefully I'm better than I have been in a long time. So. I will say that while I was standing there, I was on the hole that I birdied was number 16, and I hit my drive and I hit it out to the right side and I hit it pretty far, and I was just standing by the cart. So the cart is to my right and it's facing the same way that I'm facing. And to my left is the hole, 175 yards to my left. And I'm just standing there looking at my phone. There's a group on the green, and I'm just waiting for them to get done. And you know how when something is going really fast past you, you hear that whistle?
Yeah.
So I heard the whistle. And at the same time I heard the whistle, a ball landed right beside my left foot. Like, I'm talking inches from my left foot. It probably would have shattered my shin if I decided to stand 6 inches, no, 2 inches to the left. So I'm looking around and I have no idea where it came from because I don't see anyone except for the group in front of me. And all of a sudden, I mean, it's probably a good 45 seconds later, I see some guy walking over the hill and he's looking for his ball. And I just put my hand up and I'm like, it's over here. And I wave him over. And I'm like, man, you just gave me the biggest excitement I've had today on this course. You almost hit me. And he's like, you know, I can't see. I'm like, nah, it's no big deal. I don't care. You know, you didn't do it on purpose, so it's no problem. And we were just chatting for a while. We fist bumped, and that was the only real human interaction I had that day at the golf course.
Oh, yeah, worked out well.
So shot 94, and again, the goal is to break 90. So I was close. If I would have played better on the front nine, I would have done it. But
well, probably if you would have taken your hoodie off sooner.
Yeah, but like I'll talk about here later on, I'm pretty sure we brought the weather from Ohio to Georgia for literally for the 5 days we were there, because it was 67 degrees on the day we pulled in, and it was like 65 degrees the day after, I think maybe the day we left, and it was literally 20s, 30s, and 40s the entire time we were there. Yep. It's annoying.
So thanks.
Yeah. Well, I brought it back with me. So
yeah.
So those are my
stats. 63 right now. Oh, no, no. It's 48 right now. The high is 60.
Yeah, I think we're about
in my house.
We're like
my indoor temp.
My thermometer, indoor thermometer, is 34, which is probably pretty accurate, and it's probably not going to get any higher than that today. So, yeah.
It's 63 degrees in my office right now, and apparently everybody was freezing when they were here.
Oh my God, it was so cold.
I was perfectly comfortable.
I had to wear socks to bed, which I never do. So cold.
Sorry. Were you cold in the daytime too?
Yes.
Oh, my mom was freezing.
I brought one pair of shorts and then two others to just wear around the house. And I put them on when I got there for about an hour. And that was all I wore the whole time.
Well, it's 63 in my office right now. I'm good.
Yeah. It's seven. My thermostat is set at 74.
Oh my gosh. I would melt.
And I'm in jeans. So yeah.
Anyway. Are you done with your golf update?
I am.
Okay. So you just golfed that one time while you were here.
Yeah.
You haven't been since.
No.
Okay. My book to word count is still at 22,868 because I've done zero writing. Because mostly the holidays and my child is not in school. So that makes it hard. I still have 659 active subscribers. I don't have any new subscribers. And I forgot to send out a newsletter again. It was in my head the whole week before. And I kept thinking, I need to just do the newsletter and then schedule it. Like, just do it, just do it, just do it. And then I forgot. I don't really have anything to say, though. Like, what do you say when you have nothing to say? I don't even know. And then Amazon ads, I have 74 ads running. I have 127,000 impressions and 98 clicks. I still haven't reached that 100 clicks, which is annoying. I'm not having any new sales. Advertising with one book out seems like I'm wasting my money. So I think I'm going to kill them all.
How much have you spent?
$19.
So over like 3 months, you've spent $19. Like, I'm gonna talk about that also when I talk about Amazon ads, because I agree with you.
5 months.
Yeah, I agree with you, by the way. It does really seem like a waste. Even with three books, it seems like a waste of money. But I've only spent $15 and I'm like, it's 15 bucks for me over about 3 months, $5 a month. I'm just gonna keep them going. I'm gonna play around with my blurb and just see what happens. So I don't know if I would kill them, maybe kill the ones that aren't getting any clicks or.
Well, I think I'm gonna kill them until book two has a publication date. Which hopefully that I'll be able to come up with that within the next 60 days. So
are you going to do pre-order again?
I think I am. Yeah.
Okay. So that makes
sense.
I really liked
doing pre-order. Yeah. So it's not that, you know, it's overwhelming to have that many ads running. Cause I honestly don't really do anything with them right now other than make sure that they don't expire. You know, and I keep an eye on them. Did I make any sales? Did I have any page reads? You know, things like that, but it's fine. As far as news, I'm still making sales. It's slow. I made a sale last night at about 10:30, which was nice. My page reads for December were higher than August, October, November, but I did not beat September. I needed another 703 pages to beat September. So that's okay. I just have one book out. I keep telling myself I just have one book out. Do you make a New Year's resolution?
No, because I don't like to, it goes back to like creating goals. Like I don't stick to them. My mouth is what it sounds like. My eyes are bigger than my stomach where I'll do 15 goals knowing that 12 of them will be impossible, but I'll just say them out loud and say no. Yeah. Although I will have something in this on how I do that. 'Cause I'm going to talk about that later, but not really,
okay.
Not really.
Okay. I used to a lot. Like I remember one year back when we lived at Fort Bragg, my New Year's resolution was to not have cookies for 1 year, which is a big deal because I love Chips Ahoy and Oreos. And I did it. I didn't have any cookies, like birthday parties, no cookies, holidays, no cookies. And it was kind of fun, like to challenge. I do like to challenge myself a bit. But for 2020, my New Year's resolution for 2020 was no cussing. And then the pandemic hit and then I had to homeschool my child. That did not last long. It's probably the first time that I didn't follow through with a New Year's resolution. So I don't know that I'm necessarily making a New Year's resolution, but there are some things that I'm going to do because I feel like 2020, it wasn't a horrible year. You know, there were good things that happened and it was different, but it wasn't horrible. But I was just kind of like this whole fly by the seat of my pants kind of person, which I'm not usually like that. I'm very like structured and scheduled. I gained a lot of weight and I didn't go to the gym and I didn't get as much writing done as I wanted to get done. And I didn't, you know, keep up with the parenting in the house and all the things like I should have. So this year I got a new planner that I love, 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 love. And I spent a lot of time this week in my planner, just getting my life structured again. So it's not really a resolution, I guess. It's just like, I need to do things. So I have 16 hours blocked out this coming week to just sit and write. I ordered curtains. I had them on my Christmas list, but I didn't get them. So it was Christmas Day. You and I were sitting in my office and you were at my desk on your computer on Amazon. And I was in my chair on Amazon and we were just ordering the things that we didn't get.
Yeah. I asked you, I said, I'm going through my list, deleting everything I got and then ordering stuff I didn't get. And you said, yeah, I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah, I was too. I was just sitting here doing the same thing. So one of the things I didn't get was these curtains. They're pretty heavy curtains and they're like sound blocking curtains too, which I have doors on my office and it does help. But like right now I can still hear a key and out there playing Pokemon. So my curtains will be delivered tomorrow. And I'm positive, I said it on the podcast before, even with my doors closed, people just come in and talk to me. You know, I'm sitting at my desk, clearly working, my doors are closed and they just come in and talk to me. And I'm like, hello, doors were closed. And if I lock the door, they just wave at me and I'm working. So anyway, my point is, tomorrow my curtains arrive and we're going to get those hung up. And so I can lock my door and close the curtains and then I can't hear anybody or see anybody waving at me and nobody can just walk in. So I'm pretty happy about that. Again, I have 16 hours blocked out in my planner, to just sit and write because I need to be better about it. I wanted to get this book out on Valentine's Day, but like I said, life gets in the way and I just haven't been strict enough with my time. So in 2021, I want to publish book two in June and I want to publish book three in November. So those are my goals. And like I said, I like to challenge myself. So this is where it's going to happen. Also, this is a 5-book series, but I'm thinking about when I get the first 3 books done, doing a box set. And then when I get all 5 done, do another box set. Is that like the thing that people do or am I like trying to be money grubbing?
I actually agree with you. And in fact, my favorite writing podcast, Paul Teague's podcast, came back 2 weeks ago with like a recap. Yay. And then, yeah, it's exciting. And he mentioned you in last week's episode of talking about Amazon ads, which was funny. And he said, actually in the podcast that came out yesterday, he said, you know, one of the conclusions he's come to is the best thing to do is keep writing books, which is what a lot of people will tell you. But then he added something on there, which is something he's talked about for a while. And it's something I've been kind of understanding that he does it and I'm going to do it too, which is the more books you write, the more those sets you can make. So what you're talking about, I mean, why not make a 3-book box set? And when book 4 is on pre-order, put book 3 out there as a box set on KU, have people read it and then point them to that pre-order thing. I like that idea a lot.
Yeah. I think that's what I'm going to do. But also I'm writing a novella trilogy that's going to kind of companion. It's going to be its own trilogy, but it's going to kind of companion this series. So do I add those to the box set? Do I make it its own box set? What do I do with it?
I would do both. I'm going to do both with that. I'm going to do, when I get this, one of my goals at the end of the year is to have 6 books finished. 3 books in the trilogy and 3 books in the regular series. And I'm going to create 3 different box sets, the 3-book novel series, the 3-book novella series, and then all 6. And I'm just going to throw them all up there and people can buy what they want. I don't care. It's all the same. Works for me.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do.
And you could do it at different times. So you can mark them different if you want. You could do the trilogy first for a couple of weeks, then put the regular novel series out for a couple of weeks, then put all 6 of them together for a couple of weeks and, mark them. The way that people market them is they make them 99 cents. You know, you can have all 5 of your books in one box set, make it 99 cents, and then market it and hope that you get tons of page reads. I think this is something I didn't understand either until I had exchanged a couple of messages with Paul Teague. And I asked him, I'm like, well, when you're selling it for 99 cents, aren't you losing money? And he says, well, 99 cents pushes it way up the chart, and having it way up the chart is what gets the page reads. And that's where you make your money. And it seems that he's not the only one that's done this. I've heard other people talk about how successful this was also. And I'm guessing, just like BookBub ads, not every author is going to be successful. You hear about the ones on the podcast that are successful, but I'm sure there are some that aren't. So
it's going to be to do that, to put it out there for 99 cents. It's going to be a real hard pill to swallow until you start seeing, the advantage of it. That's going to be a tough one for me.
Especially if people start buying it and not as many page reads come through,
It's going to be tough, but, Paul Teague is successful. So take his advice.
He's my, he doesn't know this, but he's my, finish line, where I am right now and where he is right now. That's what I want to get to, but he keeps moving the finish line forward because he keeps doing better and better. So I just keep moving that target of him. That's what it just keeps moving forward. So it keeps giving me something to shoot for, get better, get better, get better. So,
All right. That's all my news.
So I'm going to kind of talk about what you talked about, which was 2020 in terms of, it was like a crappy year in terms of like pandemic and people dying and all this stuff that was going on. And I know that because every single piece of media that I consume, whether it's YouTube or podcast or TV or movie, they always start off with, God, 2020 was just a horrible year. I mean, Facebook is is littered with people that say, well, 2020 is over. It was such a horrible year. So I'm not going to focus on the negative, which is kind of a theme in my life. And it's a theme that I push forward. It's why I bury my head in the sand when it comes to news. It's because it's all negative and clickbait and all that crap. So what the things that for me in 2020 that were actually positive was that I published my 3rd book, which was nice. That's my 2nd one in the main novel series and my 3rd book overall. It's also, I mean, in terms of the plot, I think I like the plot in book 2 better because it's different. Book 1 for me is like, that's my baby and that's my favorite one, but it's your typical adventure type series, which is I don't want to say predictable, but very rarely do you see these books kill off the good guy and things like that. So book 2, I actually took a little bit of a chance with it and made a couple changes to how I did it. And it was harder to write. I really like it. Book 3, I'm actually taking some more chances with. So I got better as a writer with this book and I'm very happy about that. Financially, I paid off all my debt. December was my last payment on my credit card. Now, I will say that in buying the Christmas gifts for myself that I didn't get, I did use my credit card, but the plan is to just pay it off January 15th when I get my paycheck, which is something I've never been able to do before, is use the credit card and then pay it off. And yeah, I think that's
probably a good feeling.
It is. It's great. And that's probably what's going to happen going forward, which is I might use it for gas and then just pay it off each month. I haven't decided how I'm going to use it yet. I may not use it at all in February. I have no clue. But the point is pay it off every month. And don't, you know, if I decide to go on vacation, I want to go out of the United States again, and I would prefer not to put $5,000 on my credit card like I did for Scotland. So that's going to be something I have to figure out how to do, save money ahead of time, something like that. So, but the point is,
we put everything on our credit card. Any bills that I can pay with our credit card, groceries, gas. It's money that you can either spend it out of your checkbook, or you can spend it on your credit card and then use your checkbook to pay it. So, and we have the Delta Sky Miles card that we use, and we collect the miles, and that's how we get, our daughter down here a couple times a year. So
yeah, mine is also a travel card, and with mine you get like points, and then I don't know if I actually get mileage, because I just use Spirit Air because I'm a member of them, and I get cheap flights to Vegas or cheap flights to wherever I'm going for the most part. But yeah, I like it because like every 6-8 months I can go in and just delete bills. Like, if I had an Uber while I was in Vegas and it was $25, I only need 2,500 points. Well, it's easy to get 2,500 points. So you just knock it off like it never happened. So,
yeah.
So that's why I want to keep using it. So I want to keep using those points. And when we go in November, I'll probably use it a little bit to book the flight and things like that. So
I have a friend who they collect all their points for like 2 years or whatever, and then they use the points to just pay their whole balance because they pay it off every month as well.
Okay.
But they just save up their points until they can just make a monthly payment on it.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right. So, and the good thing about that is the baby steps that I'm going working through with the Dave Ramsey, that's baby step two. And now I'm on to baby step three. And by the end of the year, I hope to be past, I think, baby step seven, or at least started baby step seven. So I'll talk about that in a little while. And this was an exciting one for me too. The golf lessons thing that I talk about all the time. I was very, very happy to actually change my golf swing and hit shots that, like, it really feels good to hit. I'll give you an example. I was playing at the course down by you. It was number, 14 or 15. And it was about a 250-yard hole. And there was a lake in front of it. I didn't realize there was a lake in front of it until the group in front of me started to disappear. Like they were going over the horizon. And I was like, well, shoot, I think there's a lake there.
Walking into the lake?
Well, I think they were walking down the hill. Somebody lost a ball or something. I don't know. So I put my driver away, which has gone about, in the past, before my lessons in July, would go about 185 yards, and it would slice to the right. So I'd have to play to the left. And it was a pain. And I pulled out my 3-wood and thought, okay, I'll hit this to the edge of the water. Then I'll chip over the water. And I hit. It felt so good as the club went through the ball. And I literally put it about 10 yards from the lake. It was perfect shot. And I measured it. It was 200 yards. So I hit a 200 yard straight shot with my 3-wood, which is one club, smaller than the driver. That means the driver could have gone 210, 220, 230, would have went in the lake, and I would have lost the ball. But to be able to like hit a straight 200 yard shot with my 3-wood, it felt so good. And then I chipped over and put it on the green and putted for a par, and it was nice. And that's what I want to take into this summer. And I'm very happy that I endured the guy that was my teacher for three lessons, because he was such a jerk. But he made me a better golfer. So anyway. So that's my like selfish 2020. Here are at least the good things I can say happened to me during the year. And I'd like to carry that over into 2021. I'm going to talk about 2021 goals. Like I said, I don't make the resolutions, but I do have things I want to get done. And I've done this in the past on this podcast. I think before you joined the podcast, I had I think it was 2018 where I made a list of like 25 resolutions. And then if you look back, I did like 4 of them. So what I'm going to do this time is I'm going to tell you the things I want to get done in 2021, but I'm also going to kind of rank them so that, I didn't want to do anything that was like, I want to lose 50 pounds. Well, that's not going to happen. It's stupid to even say that. So let's just start.
I bet you back off the Pepsi.
Well, right now I'm drinking Coke, so. It's different.
Oh okay I
actually did. I have some bottles in my of Pepsi in my like the 20 ounce bottles, but I also have 24 pack of Pepsi Zero, which that's my when I want to eat or drink healthier. I go from the regular sugary stuff to the zero stuff and be like, well, I still got my caffeine. It's got no caffeine. And then whoever it is will be like, well, it's still bad for you. And I'll just say, shut up. I'm working here. All right? I'm doing my best. So the first goal I have is publish book 3 in the main series. And this is an easy one. I'm halfway through it and I have a whole year to get it done. My goal is to have it done by and published by June, which, you know, that's about the same length that it took me to write the last one. And I'm already 50% of the way through the first draft. So I think this will be an easy one. A little bit tougher, plot write and publish books 2 and 3 in the prequel trilogy. Those are only going to be about 25,000 words each, 100 pages or so each. So that is also doable. It's going to be a little bit tougher. The plotting part will probably be the hardest part because I have no idea where I'm taking those books right now. No idea how it's going to end. I have no clue what I'm doing with those, but because they're shorter. And I think the first one I wrote, I published my first book on July 4th, 2018. Mm-hmm. 2018, yeah. And I wrote the first prequel novella, and I published that in November. So that's only four months. So it only took me about, and that's part of that was rewriting it after a month because it was terrible. So, it only took me about 3 months to write a good story and get it out there, get it edited and get it out there. So if I leave myself the last 6 months of the year and I take 3 months each, I should be able to get those finished. It's going to be a little bit tougher, but I think I can do it. Who knows? And then finally, I want to plot book 4 in 2021. That's going to be really hard because if it does take me three, that means I'm going to have to write those prequel trilogies faster than what I'm expecting. Yeah. So that's going to be a little bit tough. It's doable, but I'm not holding my breath on it. We'll see how it goes. But I do have something on there, which is just plot better. With book 1, I spent a good month plotting it out and I knew every single chapter. I had a paragraph for every chapter. Then I expanded each paragraph to where I had like an 18 page outline that had 2, 3, 4 paragraphs. And then basically what I did is I just took those paragraphs and I either rewrote them or I expanded on them to make the chapter. With book 2 and book 3 that I'm working on now and the prequel novella, I did not get that extensive with it. It reminds me of when I first started working where I work now, my very first project, the person I was writing the project for came in and handed me an 25 page document of what that program should be, screenshots, what it should do, formulas, everything I needed for it. And it was so great. It was so easy to write and I really enjoyed it. I have not gotten one of those since then. And it's been like 11 years, 10 and a half years. Well, that's what happened with this. I plotted my first one completely out. It was easy to write. I had to learn how to write, so it took me a while, but it was easy to actually write that first draft. With these other ones, like I'm stuck right now. I'm stuck right now with this book I'm working on because I didn't plot out what would happen next. So I want to be better at plotting. So when it comes to writing those prequel novellas and book 4, I want to try to do a complete every chapter. I know I've gotten kind of tired of plotting because I just wanted to start writing and I have to get past that. I have to make sure I plot it out completely. And that will make those easier to write. And that's one thing that will make it easier for me to get those finished quicker. So, And then I want to do what we just talked about. I want to create packages. I want to create 2, 3 book box sets, the prequels by themselves and the novels by themselves. And then I want to create a 6 book box set of all 6 of them leading into book 4. So that's in terms of writing, that's all. A couple personal things. Vacations. I didn't take any vacations last year except for the 2 I took to your house. I want to go to Vegas again. I don't know when. I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday. I asked him, you know, is there any talk of Vegas in March? And he said, there's talk, but you know, it doesn't look like it's going to happen. No one wants to go there and have to wear a mask 100%. So instead of like going there and being a jerk and just breaking the rules, we're just waiting until the mask mandate thing gets lifted. That's probably the easiest way to do it. I'm definitely going in September over Labor Day weekend for my fantasy football drafts. By then, knock on wood, everything is opened up and back to normal, or as, you know, as close as it can be.
Yeah, as normal as it's going to be.
Yeah, and then we're going in November, which, you know, that's 11 months away. We should be okay. The room's already booked, and we got our invoices from Craig yesterday about.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm not paying him that until probably February or March, but
yeah, I'm paying him in February.
Yeah, so I want to go back to a beach. You know, I went to Hawaii in 2014 to your house. I went to Myrtle Beach in 2017. I really like going to beaches and I want to go back to a beach. I think So let's just say that's four vacations, three Vegas and a beach. I think two of those will be easy because September and November are a long way off. And those two are four reasons. I'm doing fantasy football drafts. We're doing the 20 books conference. The other two, I have no idea. The March one is probably not going to happen. I'm probably less than 50% right now on that happening. But like last year when it got canceled in March, we rebooked for August and then had to cancel that one. We may do that. We may just decide. In fact, when I was talking to Dave yesterday, he said that him and Heather were talking about going in September. And I'm like, well, I go Labor Day weekend every year. Why don't you guys just come that same weekend? So that might happen. I don't know yet. And then the beach one, that's an easier one because a lot of what I want to do is outside. So, and I'm not going to be walking around a hotel or you know, the majority of time, like I would be in Vegas. So that's an easy one.
Yeah.
So I would say that the first two will happen, the third and fourth. The third one probably will happen, but I don't know when. And the fourth one, who knows? In terms of the finances, like I said, I finished baby step. It must have been three that I finished in December, which was pay off all my debt. I'm not even sure. I'm going to look that up while we're talking because I have that. I have that saved right
The first step is to save $1,000.
Oh, yeah, I never
did
that.
And the second step is to pay off your debt, right?
Right, okay.
And
so
the
third step
is to save your emergency fund.
So I have that wrong in the outline. So let me just look at the steps here. So baby step one, save $1,000. I did that a couple times, and then I spent it. So that was... And that'll start happening with, I just skipped that one. Baby step two, pay off all the debt. That's the one I did and finished in December. Baby step three, save 3 to 6 months of expenses in a fully funded emergency fund. I'm starting that one this month. And if all goes well, I should have that in April. I should be finished with that. Potentially May, let's just say it leaks into May. Baby step four, invest 15% of your household income, which means, you know, when I first started this whole thing, I took my 401k contribution down to 1%. Mm-hmm. And it's been like that for about 2.5 years. I will move that back up to 15% probably in June of this year, see where it puts me in terms of how much money I'm bringing home. And then baby step five, save for your kids' college fund. I don't have kids. So
you can save for Kian's.
I mean, you're doing that, right?
No, we saved for Paris's. We haven't started saving for Kian's yet, but I think with Paris's, she's going to have a lot left over. So we'll put in his name.
There you go. Baby step six is pay off your home early. That's the one I want to start this year in probably June or July. So the hope is finish baby step three and baby step four, skip five, and then start six. It's going to take me a few years to pay off the house. But, you know, if everything goes well, I'm thinking 3 to 4 years, it should be paid off. So,
yeah.
And then, I lost my, here we go, goals. That's my financial. In terms of this podcast, just keep doing it. I like doing this podcast. I don't care if we had zero listeners, I would keep doing it. You had talked about the planner that you have. This podcast is essentially my planner. I go through and update this outline every week. And that's kind of where I decide, okay, I'm doing this on this day, this on this day. And you know, whether or not I stick
this podcast and the blue post-it notes you have beside your keyboard.
Oh yeah. I always have. Yeah. There are days like I'll get up for work on a Monday and I'll go, okay, here are the five things I need to get done this week. And I'll just put them on a post-it note, or I'll get up on a Saturday. Here are the things I need to do today that are, you know, it'll be all these random, go to the store, buy this stuff,
yeah,
go out and do this outside, you know, and that's kind of how I plan. I can't plan out the whole year. Like I can't tell you what I'm going to do on February 1st. Which is what day?
Oh, I don't plan out the whole year. I plan out the month and it's pretty sparse, but like yesterday I planned out this week. And then, you know, like Saturday I'll plan out next week. But when I know that I have something coming up, I definitely put it in my planner.
Well, I have like a Google Calendar where I'll put things in, but then I never look at the calendar. So,
We use our phones for appointments.
Right.
That way Jeremy knows what appointments I have and vice versa. My planner is kind of like my own personal to do. You know, I put my writing stuff in there. I pay the bills in the house, so I make sure I keep everything straight in my planner there. And
that's what this podcast outline is for me, is planning out that week. And it, you know, I do that in the, here's what I'm doing next week section of the podcast. Yeah. So I would continue to do this podcast, even if we do have listeners, thankfully, but I would, I would continue to do this podcast, even if no one was listening, I would.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get some sponsors. How do we get sponsors?
I mean, I think you have to have more listeners than what we have, but I don't know. Ugh. Maybe you just go to their website and sign up. I have no idea. It's probably all the same ones, you know, Pro Flowers and the Mattress Guys and what are the other ones?
I can't, like, if we could get VPN, AutoCrit. I love AutoCrit. or
yeah. Scrivener would be a good one. I just don't, but they may not pay for podcasts. We mentioned them anyway for free. I mean, they may not pay for podcast advertising. I have no idea. Then my last goal of the year is, like I said earlier, to break 90. And I think the 90 will happen, but I also put a goal in here to break 85. That's going to be harder. That means I have to
talk about golf, right?
Yes. I'm talking about golf.
Oh,
I figured everybody would know that by now. 90 should happen. I did it at the end of the year twice in November, but I was playing from the white tees, which are closer to the hole. So there were some easier holes. I shot 88 twice, but I want to break 90 from the blue tees, which is just the regular men's tees. And it should happen at some point. I don't know when. I'm hoping early in the season, because I do want to break 85, and that's going to be a hard one. That means I have to take like 7 to 8 strokes off of my game right now, where my game is right now. And that's rough, but who knows? Maybe my swing will get better with practice. And
when you're getting to the point where you don't have any swings left for that hole, just pick up the ball and put it in the hole, and then you'll make 85.
It's not how it works.
That's how I would do it.
I would feel guilty because I would know that I didn't do it. Like, even if I told other people, I would be like, yeah, but I know I didn't do it. So what's the point? So that's my, those are my 2021 goals. Do you have any, I mean, you didn't put anything on here, but do you have any, you said what, publish 2 books, right?
I'd like to. Yeah.
Do you have
I'd
anything like else? To. Personal goals or anything like that?
Just be more disciplined in, finances. Jeremy's retiring this year, so I have to be pretty strict with our finances just to make sure we're good. Yeah, I've been going to the gym and I love it. So I want to keep up with that. I would like to be a more strict parent. I feel like I kind of let Kian get away with stuff, and nothing major, just like he'll just go in the kitchen to get something to eat, and it's most likely going to be sugar. And I'm just like, whatever, at least he's eating. Like, I need to just be better. I just want to be better. I feel like 2020 was the year of lazy for me. And maybe it's not the definition of you're lazy or somebody else is lazy, but for me, it was lazy. So I just need to get back.
Okay. All right. So let's go into my December sales recap. You had mentioned almost the most page reads, like a really high amount of page reads. Mm-hmm. Mine was actually pretty low compared to the previous 3 months, where it kept getting higher and higher. I was actually, I'm not going to go in and do the math here, but I think it was probably my lowest one since, when did my book come out? September. So my lowest one since August would be my guess.
Oh.
It was still like 3,600, which is pretty high for me. I'm pretty happy with that. And a lot of it had to do with those Facebook ads, but I did make 98 sales. And that came from the promo that I did, all those different promos. I obviously didn't make back the money I spent, but that wasn't the point. I'm not to the point in my writing career and my marketing career yet where I'm trying to always, everything I do, make money. Sometimes I just like to see my book get in the top 100, and it did.
Yeah.
It got into the 90s, which, you know, the first time I did this, I got into the top 20 and it was awesome. Since then, I've basically broken into the top 100 each time. And I can't really get higher than maybe 85 to 90, maybe 75, I think, a couple of times. But it's fun to see it go. I was at your house the entire time watching my sales, just refreshing and watching it. And I did make more money this month, I think, than I've ever made based on those sales.
Nice.
I don't know what the 50-20 books term is for breaking $100. I think it's like plankton or something. I don't know, but I did make that again for, I think, my second time that I made that. So I'm pretty happy about that. In terms of the Amazon ads, I have in here that I'm holding steady at 49, but I did actually make one more ad. I made one of those auto targeting ads. You know, I didn't have any keywords. I just made an auto targeting. I put 75 cents just for kicks. And then naturally it got like 4 quick clicks with no sales. So I dropped it back down to 30 cents, just like all the rest of my ads are at 30 cents. You know, I broke 100,000 impressions. I'm at 65 clicks, which is one every 1600, which, again, not where we want to be. I've spent exactly $15, which 15 bucks over 3 months, 4 months. I don't care about that. I still have the one sale and the 906 page reads. Nothing's changed on that in the last couple of weeks. So I've made $6.99 and I've since spent $15. That's not where you want to be. And I will continue to ask the question that I ask every week, which is, how does anyone make money in Amazon ads, especially people who aren't well-known authors who you know, my name, if I was a well-known author, people would search my name or my book.
Yeah.
They would click on the first result, which would be an ad. And because they clicked my name or my book, the chances of buying it are higher than just stumbling across it on page 7 yeah. of a search. So,
yeah,
you know, I still don't know if Amazon ads are anything I'm going to do seriously ever in my writing career. who knows? So Facebook ads, again, I'm still experimenting with those. I went in and created another set of ads that run from January 1st to January 10th. I changed the audience for fun from 45 plus to 18 to 40 because I looked at my best month in December was when I was targeting younger people. So I did that to see what would happen. Not a lot going on so far. I've got some page reads and a sale, but nothing to write home about, nothing that's like outrageous. I'm going to let it go for 10 days. And then starting January 11th, I'm still doing them because eventually I'm just going to stop. I'm literally just going to stop. But if I'm still doing them on January 11th, maybe I'll go back to the other age group and see how it compares. I have no idea. I do enjoy doing them and I do enjoy checking them. And that's really the only thing bringing me page reads and clicks. And I don't know how to say this. I don't want to give away too much, but I'm not losing money on them right now.
Yeah.
To put it that way, to put it, you know, I'll talk about that someday, but right now
someday.
I'm experimenting for free basically. And it's working out pretty well. So, let's see. I think I am going to go in though and redo my blurb. I think I'm going to completely erase what I have and redo it from scratch. I looked at my Amazon ads today. In fact, let me open that back up. And the ones where I have the most clicks. So if I go filter, and then I filter by clicks, sort largest, smallest. So the ones where I have the most clicks, obviously the Nora Roberts keywords, and then the sci-fi authors too. I have 9 clicks. So 9 of my 60, so 20 of my 65 or whatever it was, 60, I forget how many I had, are coming from those two. And then I have some time travel, some dystopian. So it's mostly science fiction, time travel, dystopian. The Nora Roberts one, I'm not sure why, what specifically. I have to go and look and see what keywords were hit.
Yeah.
But what I might want to do is I might want to redo my blurb to be more science fiction-y or time travel-y than it is right now. Because right now it's kind of a mix of, hey, there's a guy, he's in love with this girl, they work together, and he discovers the time machine, and now she could die, is he going to save her, blah, 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 that kind of thing. I might try to make it more, not hard science fiction, but more just revolve around dystopia and time travel, because those are the things getting me the most links, to see if I can increase my my conversion rate. Maybe that would help the Amazon ads. I mean, that's a way to try to make the Amazon ads better. So maybe that's something that could help the Amazon ads. So that's something I'm going to do at some point this month. I don't know when, probably sooner than later, because I'm kind of excited about doing it. The NFL playoffs start next weekend. So there'll be games on Saturday and Sunday for the first couple of weeks. And that might be something I just do while I'm sitting around watching, you know, a terrible playoff game between two teams I don't care about. So that's all I have for news. And that was a lot because I talked about the goals and stuff. I'm not going to go in and do a day by day recap for the last 2 weeks because I don't remember a lot of it.
Yeah.
I know that on the Tuesday after we did the last podcast, that's when we jumped in the car and drove down to your house. I know on Monday I did a little bit of writing. On Wednesday I was going to go golfing, but it poured rain. That's when the crappy weather started. It was actually nice out. It was like 60 degrees, but it poured rain the entire day. So I couldn't golf. So I did a little bit of writing on that day. And what I did was I did what I had talked about earlier. I jumped to the end of the book. I created a segment called The End, and I created a couple of chapters in there. And I started writing paragraphs about what's going to happen, kind of coming up with the end, you know, how it's going to go down, but also to how the villain, there's going to be two villains, and I don't know if I'm going to kill both of them or keep one of them alive. I haven't decided yet. That's the kind of thing that I'm trying to decide right now, where it's going to take place, the setting. And, you know, I want it to be similar to book one with a fight scene. I was talking to another friend of mine a couple of days ago, and she was like, why does it have to have a fight scene? Why does every book have to end with a fight scene? And I'm like, well, the genre itself kind of dictates that. But I started thinking, is there another way? She's right. I mean, is there another way to end a science fiction, you know, action adventure style book? I don't know the answer to that. I'm probably going to do a little bit of research on that, maybe on YouTube.
An explosion.
Yeah, I mean, but to get to the explosion, I feel like you have to have a fight scene. I mean, I don't know.
Well, not necessarily.
Yeah, yeah, it's a tough one. It's really a tough one. So
the portal to hell opens and it creates an explosion and people fall into the portal and stuff.
And that seems kind of sudden. I mean, I think you need something that leads to it. I don't know.
This is why I write contemporary romance.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have the portal to hell opening in any of your books.
I read a book series. It's by Katie McAllister, and it is so good. I can't think of the name of the first book, but she meets up with this like dragon dude. It sounds completely crazy, but anyway, she is like the gatekeeper to the portal of hell. And she has a Newfoundland dog. And whenever she like sends him into this realm to like get him out of the way, he loses a toe.
Oh, geez. What a random thing to do.
I know. I have to look up the name of it because it's a like a 5-book series. And it's about these, like there's the silver dragons and the green dragons and they're really a lot of fun. And when I first heard about them, I was like, yeah, that's not really my flavor. But I was told, no, just read them, read them, read them. And they are really fun. And I'm so glad that I did. The first book is called You Slay Me. You Slay Me. That it's the Aisling Gray Guardian novel, book one. It's just so, the whole series was just funny and it was really good. So I suggest it to anybody. Oh, it's a 4-book series, it looks like.
Yeah, I'll link to it in the show notes.
Yeah, it's just a really great. I like the way she writes too. Because it's like it's kind of like it's supposed to be this really serious subject, but she just makes it funny.
Okay.
Anyway.
That's a moving fun. On. Yeah. So anyway, I need to figure out an ending. I would like it to be different than book one, where there's just a fight scene and then you think he's dead and he comes back and they fight him again. And you think he's dead and maybe he is. I haven't decided yet. I might bring him back. I don't know. It's time travel. I can bring back whoever I want. And so I just have to try to figure out how I'm going to end it. So one of the things I'm going to do as I continue to write this week is to, I'm probably going to write the end. I'm going to write probably the last 4 or 5 chapters. I'm going to get the to be continued cliffhanger that leads it into book 5. So I'll give this book an ending, but I'll also give it a cliffhanger that leads into book 5 or book 4. I mean, so yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So that was Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. You know, we did all the celebrations we do. Mm-hmm. Saturday. Saturday morning, last Saturday, I got up 25 degrees. I'm sitting in your desk and no one knew this, but I was so annoyed Saturday morning at your house because I was sitting there and my golf clubs were in the back of the car and it was 25 degrees. And I was like, I lost out on Wednesday because of the stupid rain. And now I'm going to lose out today because of the stupid cold weather. And it got to about
30. We all knew that you were annoyed, by the way.
Oh, I was so annoyed. Yeah. It got to about 30. Now, I wasn't like being a jerk. I was just
no.
Stewing underneath.
Yeah.
It got to about 36 degrees. And I'm like, nah, I'm going. I'm just going to go. And I threw a hoodie on. I asked you if I could borrow one of Jeremy's winter hats. And I went golfing. And then on the way home, I stopped at Moe's. And it turned out to be a pretty good day because I love me some Moe's. So yeah, that was Saturday. And then Sunday I watched the Browns lose to the worst team in the league. So we're in Atlanta or we're in, you know, where you're at, but we have the Atlanta channels.
Yeah.
And Atlanta is not showing the Browns game as they're showing, stupid Pittsburgh who follows me around everywhere I go. So what I did was I subscribed to CBS.com All Access, and then I bought NordVPN. And I installed it on my laptop. I told my laptop I was in New York City. And then I opened up CBS and it showed me the New York City CBS channel, which gave me the Browns game. Then I plugged my laptop into your TV on we watched it on the back porch.
Yeah.
And watched the Browns game. And it was awesome. And it cost me like $90 and they lost.
Oh, I didn't know it cost you that much.
Well, hang on. You can close your mouth because 2 days later I canceled NordVPN and got a refund. And I canceled CBS All Access. I did not get the refund for CBS All Access. So I lost $10. But so it worked out okay. And then they lost because COVID. I'm pretty sure the universe just doesn't want the Cleveland Browns to ever be any good because all they need to do is beat the worst team in the league last week, and they secure a playoff spot. And then COVID took all their wide receivers and some of their linebackers, and they lost. And they played like garbage. And you know what are you going to do? So,
well, I mean, if they had to lose last week to win this week, then
yeah. But I would rather they won last week because it's just... anyway. So Monday is when we jumped in the car. We all drove home. I hate that drive. It's so boring. It was nice, you know, having other people in the car though to talk to, and we listened to SiriusXM old time radio literally 75% of both there and back, maybe 50%, but it was a lot. And I really like old time radio shows. They're so much fun. So that made it a little easier. Let's see. And then this past week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, really couldn't tell you what I did. I didn't do much. I did a little bit of writing. I put some stuff, I came home and unpacked and cleaned my house and put stuff away that I got for Christmas. I put together my snowblower that I got for Christmas, although there is no snow right now. So it's just sitting behind me. It's little, it looks like a vacuum cleaner. It looks like a weed whacker. It's this little vacuum battery powered one. It's so cool. And I can't wait to use that. Although that means it snows and I don't like that.
You'll use it once and you'll be like, okay, I'm ready for summer.
Yeah, exactly. I got to use it now. Bring me heat. So that was pretty much it. You know, today I'm going to watch Browns versus Steelers and hope the Browns win. If they win, they're in. If they lose, they can still get in, but they need help. And I'd rather them not have to rely on other teams, just win and get it over with. And I think I'm going to send out another email blast next Sunday to my newsletter. And I have a couple of newsletter swaps with at least one so far author. I'm hoping to get a second one in there. And I may later on this afternoon, go ahead and set that up. We'll see. In terms of writing, that's really all I plan on doing today is setting up the newsletter swap. And so that is my last 2 weeks recap, not day by day, because I don't remember most of it. But
yeah, I don't remember 2 weeks ago. People came to my house, Christmas, blah, 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 moving forward. This past Monday, I taught five classes, which I'm used to only teaching four. So like after I finish that fourth one, I'm like, oh, God, I got another one. But the way it works is we have like peak hours, and that's when they need as many teachers as possible, because that's, you know, when the students are available. And whenever Keenan's not in school, I try to sign up for all the peak hours. Monday morning after I worked, Paris went to a push class with me before we had to take her to the airport. It totally kicked her butt. The next morning, she sent us a text. And she was like, oh, my legs. And she lives on the third floor of an apartment complex. So in order to leave, she has to take three flights of stairs.
With no elevator.
No elevator. Yeah. And then I spent the better part of the day in the car going to Atlanta and back to take her to the airport. Tuesday, I taught five classes. I had a bunch of errands to catch up on. Jeremy had a doctor's appointment in the afternoon that I had to take him to. He has, you know this, but he was in the 82nd Airborne for 9.5 years. He has something like 90 jumps or something like that. And his body is pretty messed up from it, especially his back. And so he's been getting these shots to pinpoint the nerves that are causing him pain. And we do that for 3 months. And then he goes in and has a nerve ablation done where they basically like burn the nerves to kill them.
Oh my god.
So that he doesn't have this pain. Yeah, he had it last year in his like upper mid back, and now they're going about, I don't know, 4 inches below that. But whenever he has these injections to find the nerves, he needs somebody to drive him, which is fine. It's like 10 minutes away. But I did that on Tuesday. Wednesday I taught five classes, and then I went to my personal training. I cleaned out my fridge. I really have no idea what else I did all that day, but I fell into bed at like 7 p.m. because I was so tired from being so busy at doing whatever I was doing. Thursday, I had push class in the morning. I took down all the Christmas decorations. I made wings and a cheese tray for New Year's Eve. We went down to Anna's to celebrate, and our intention was to stay until like 12:05. We made it to 10:30. I was in bed by 11. It was a valiant effort. Whatever.
I remember your Facebook post where you were like, should I stay up? Should I stay up? And I didn't respond, but I was going to respond. Yeah. I'm going to be in bed by 10:30 and I'm going to feel great the next morning.
Yeah,
I did. Which is exactly what I did.
Friday I did laundry. I just kind of rested. My muscles were so tired from working out because I had taken that 2 weeks off. I scheduled a bunch of stuff in my planner to make 2021 more productive. Still no writing. I kind of feel like a fraud on this podcast right now. Saturday, I had push class in the morning. I ate lunch, showered, and then I just laid in my chair. I watched The Secret Garden, the 1993 version, which I really like. And I started a new book. It's called News of the World by Paulette Giles. I actually got it from mom. And she was telling me when you guys were here that she's going to read a book a week in 2021. So 50 books just to give herself 2 week leeway. So I decided to do the same thing. I posted on Facebook to get book recommendations and nobody's given me any yet. I'm kind of surprised about that because like most of my friends are readers. So I'm just going to blame it on Facebook's algorithms and say that nobody saw my post. It's better for my ego that way.
I did see it and didn't respond.
Way to go.
But I did decide that I was going to try to do the same thing as you, except I'm thinking about doing one book a month.
Oh, okay.
Which I think that's the thing. I was talking about earlier about the ending. Like, I don't know what other endings there are. If I actually would read more in my genre, I might know more than just fight scenes. So that might be something I do. This book that I'm writing now could have a fight scene at the end, but maybe if I read a couple books in my genre, by the time I get to book four, maybe it'll be different, or the trilogy, maybe it'll be different. So So I may do that. I haven't decided. I don't want to make that a goal because I know me and it might not happen. So.
Well, I'm not necessarily going to read in only in my genre. Like, News of the World is definitely not my genre. We finished watching Big Bang last night, which Anna really, really liked it. And so I think tonight we're going to start watching Young Sheldon. I've only seen like the first season, maybe the second season. I don't know. But when Jeremy deploys, I quit watching our shows because then we just watch them together. And today is podcast. And then I'm going to go over to Anna's house. We found this YouTube video it's kind of like where you go to those places where you paint, like you have an instructor telling you how to paint. It's like that, but it's virtual online, YouTube. So I think I might go over there and do that. As far as my running list of future things to do, I've had in here, keep the book two motivation going. But today I added restart the book two motivation. So that's where I am with that.
I just added, by the way, to my 2021 goals, I just added yoga. I need to get back into that. And I it's hard to do. Like, I don't want to do it from YouTube. I wonder if I can find an actual online yoga instructor that like maybe once or twice a week. I would pay for that even. If I could put it on my TV or something like that, I would do it. That's something I'm going to look into. My running list of future things to do is the same as it's always been, but I actually have an update. It was get my book up on the website to sell autographed paperbacks. And I had mentioned, I think on the last podcast that we did that Kara, who did our website, our websites, both mine and yours, she had been talking about creating videos basically tutorial videos on how to basically get that up on the website using like WooCommerce and some other things. And then she said, well, there's a lot of different things that can happen here. I don't know if I can offer this for free, help me out. So she sent me a video and said, can you be my beta tester? Can you just tell me if things go wrong as you're doing these steps? And so I said, sure. So one of the things I did at your house, it might've been the afternoon that I was annoyed because I couldn't golf when it rained Wednesday, is I started going through her email. And I did all the things she asked me. I found a couple of spots where there were problems and I would email her and she would write back to me with either a personalized video that was like 10 minutes that said, here's what I did, or here's how you fix it. Or she would just write back with some instructions on how to get past the problem that I had had. And by the time I was, by the time I had stopped, I got through the video she had sent me originally, basically the beta testing demo. And I had gotten everything set up on my website. I have the store link set up. I don't think it's visible right now, but I have a spot where you can go in and create products. I have all of that stuff. The stop where I had to go ahead and stop was where the tax stuff comes in, because she had said, essentially, you're a business now. You have to collect tax. I believe I have to pay out taxes to the government, over some, do I have to do it monthly or every quarter? I have no idea. So basically what I have to do next is I have to research how businesses handle taxes, because I don't know what what to do. I can create the products on my store. I can set up the whole shipping thing. I can set everything up. But I have to make sure I do it legally in terms of tax. And not only do I not know how to do that, I don't even know where to go to research that. Like, I would start with my buddy Bill, who does my taxes every year, but these are different kinds of taxes. These are not income taxes. These are sales taxes. And I don't know if that makes it, maybe he doesn't know that stuff. That's where I'm going to start. I'm going to ask him first. And I'm sure he's going to say, well, I can tell you how to do that. Or I have no idea because I do income tax.
And he then, might be able to lead you in the right direction.
That's what I'm hoping is he can say, you know, go to, maybe he knows someone. Again, I have no clue. So that's what I have to do next in terms of getting my books up there. I don't know how long I'm going to, you know, maybe I'll start doing that today. Maybe I'll Google it a little bit today. That's the kind of thing where it's like, oh my God, I don't want to do that. So then I'm lazy about it. Yeah. And you know, that's so we'll see what happens with that. But I hope at some point, I'm not even going to make it a 2021 goal to have books up there because I know how I am. and by the way, don't feel like a fraud on this podcast because I have always said, even when I started at the beginning, I have said, listen, I work full time. I'm trying to make a writing career. And this is what it's like to be me. And yeah. There are going to be times where the full time stuff or other things in life get in the way. You know, I listen to a lot of podcasts and I get so jealous of these people who are like, oh yeah, I took the dogs for a walk and then I did this and then I did that. Oh, and then I wrote 3,000 words. And I'm like, you know, if I was off every day and this is what I was doing, I could do all those things. And like right now I'm trying to work in, how am I going to A, write an hour and a half a day, either at 5 a.m. or at 11:30 a.m. How am I going to get back on the treadmill? Because that's something I want to do, even though I'm not going to talk about it on this podcast, because I'm like the boy who cried wolf when it comes to that stuff. And and then also, I want to be able to hit my golf shed, whether it's lunchtime or after lunch or after work. It's like, how am I going to work those things into a day? And then if I don't care, you know, if people are like, oh my God, they just spent 2 weeks not writing. And it's like, yeah, that happens to us because we work and you have a kid, you know, that stuff happens to us. So, anyway, so that's where I am with the I broke in with that cause I was thinking about it when you said it earlier. so that's where I am with the paperbacks. It's going to happen. I know it's going to happen, but I just have to get through this thing that I don't want to have to deal with. I have to deal with it. So,
well, hopefully once you get it figured out, it's going to be super easy and you can just move on. I think you have like the fear of unknown, yes, like it's going to be some massive thing. And it's not, I mean, when I worked for a company and I did their accounting, it was a matter of quarterly, they sent in estimated taxes and it was something that their accountant handled. So you probably just need to talk to an accountant.
And it's probably pretty similar where, I have this one accountant that I know pretty well who back in my previous life, I burned him pretty good on previous life. We're still friends. I mean, it was like we had our personal thing here where we were friends and we had this business thing over here where I was kind of not paying him when I was supposed to because I didn't have the money to pay him because it was my previous life and everything was solid. Uh-huh. But maybe I'll ask him. Maybe I'll start with him because I'm sure he would tell me. Because it wouldn't be any money that I had to pay him.
He'll give you bad advice and then be like, wow.
Yeah, exactly. he's in a fantasy football league with me. So knowing him, he'd be like, I'll tell you the right way to do it, but you have to trade this guy for a really your best guy for my worst guy. Anyway, that you're right. That it is kind of just a hurdle I have to get past, and it might be easier than I think. I know when I was self-employed back in my previous life, I had to send quarterly taxes to the state and the federal government. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, when it was tax time, I had to pay this outrageous sum of money. So it might be that kind of thing. And I don't expect to make very many sales either. So it's not like I'm making sales every day and I'm gonna have to send thousands of dollars, you know, a month or a quarter.
Yeah.
If I make one sale a month, I'll be happy. So yeah.
Yeah, that's something when we go see our accountant next month, I have to figure out how to handle it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. So we are skipping past the addicted to because neither of us really have anything. It was kind of a frazzled 2 weeks where there wasn't really enough time to sit down and be addicted to one thing. So I have nothing I'm watching.
I feel like
right now.
I haven't stopped moving really other than yesterday when I laid around. But
I put the addicted to in there originally as a way to say, hey, I've been watching this thing on the YouTubes for the last 4 days.
On the YouTube?
on the YouTubes. It's really cool. And maybe some of you out there would be interested in it. And like I said, I really don't have anything like that. And I know you don't either. So we'll just
skip past it. No, it's just too busy with the holidays. Mm-hmm. Well, this week, tomorrow, I teach 3 classes in the morning. Kian is still off school tomorrow. I'll try to get some writing done, but I really can't promise anything. I'm not going to hold myself to it. I don't expect my curtains to show up until, okay, so they're being delivered FedEx. And our FedEx truck goes by my house every day, like around 10:30 in the morning, unless I'm expecting something. Then it comes around 6 p.m.
Okay.
So if my curtains arrive in the morning, I think Jeremy's going to hang up the rod for me today. So tomorrow it's just going to be a matter of steaming the curtains, which I got a steamer for Christmas. So I'm really excited to steam my curtains, but get them hung up and steamed.
I think I bought you that.
Yeah, you did. I like it. Jeremy just wore a shirt the other day. Oh, for his doctor's appointment, he wore a button-up shirt just to make it easier to get on and off after his procedure. And we steamed it. It was nice. Really cool. Nice. Yeah, I'm such a nerd. It's like you know when you vacuum and you see the carpet looks nice here where you vacuumed and then it doesn't look good over here? The steamer is like that. Like you run the steam down. It's like, oh, look, it's nice and steamed. And over here, oh, it's wrinkly. And then you steam it and it just looks nice. Yeah, I'm a nerd. Anyway, if I can get my curtains hung early enough, I might close them, lock my door and get some work done. But again, I'm not going to promise myself that. Tuesday, I teach 3 classes and I have here in bold capital letters, Kian goes back to school. I love my son, but boy, oh boy, does he talk a lot. I have push class in the morning and then I have 4 hours blocked off in the afternoon to write. I'll definitely have my curtains up. And Jeremy will be the only one here and he tends to go upstairs. He just signed up for 2 classes. It's part of his chiropractic school prerequisites. He's going to take chemistry 2 and anatomy and physiology. So he's going to start getting ready for those. Wednesday, I teach 4 classes. I go to personal training in the morning, another 4 hours in the afternoon to write. And then we have a 4:45 chiropractor appointment, which I'm so excited for. I can't believe you've never been to the chiropractor.
No, and I was watching Jeremy.
Yeah.
I was watching Jeremy, whatever day that was, with Paris, his 21-year-old rail thin daughter, as he, 5 feet from me, put one arm around her, the side of her head, and the other arm like near her neck. Mm-hmm. And like, there was like this minor movement for a minute. I think while I had headphones on, but I was watching. And at one point I had to put my hands in front of my face because I knew it was coming. And I don't know what he did, but I actually think he turned her head all the way around.
No.
And after, I didn't want to hear the cracking sound that I love to hear in my knees because it feels so good. But I just thought he's going to twist her head off and I'm going to be sitting here. I'm going to get all bloody and it's not going to be a good Christmas. And it's just, you know, so
you're so dramatic.
I don't want to do a chiropractor.
It is the best thing ever. I love it so much. You should try it. You should try it. Anyway, so I have that on Wednesday. Thursday, I teach 4 classes. I push in the morning, 4 hours of writing in the afternoon. Friday, I teach 4 classes. Friday is kind of like my, do I go to the gym and just do yoga or do I go to Anna's house and do yoga? I'll probably go to Anna's house and do yoga because we have fun. I'll do laundry and I have 4 hours blocked off in the afternoon. For writing. Okay, so here's my laundry story. The day that you guys left, that was Monday, I went upstairs and I was like, oh, I have all this laundry to do now because I had your bedding, I had mom and dad's bedding, I had Paris's bedding, all the towels, you know, just like the normal stuff when you have guests. And then I came downstairs and I sat in my office and ignored it. And at about, I don't know, 6 o'clock, Jeremy came downstairs and said, all the beds are clean and the towels are clean. You just have to fold because he doesn't fold them the way I fold them. So you just have to fold them and put them away. I'm like, okay. So let's fast forward to Friday. It's laundry day. And I always do all the colored clothes because I have ridiculously long arms. Like they're freakishly long. And
I've never noticed this.
My arms are so long.
All right.
You know how like your fingertip to fingertip is supposed to be how tall you are?
I didn't know that either.
Okay. Well, if you put your arms out to the side, fingertip to fingertip, like middle finger to middle finger is how tall you are. Mine is like 3.5 inches longer than I am tall. They're okay. Freakishly long.
Okay.
Anyway, so I don't dry a lot of my shirts because then the sleeves shrink and I look ridiculous. So he doesn't know what I dry and what I don't dry. So I always make sure I put the color clothes in the washer and then put in the dryer what needs to be in the dryer and hang up what doesn't. And then I come downstairs and more often than not, I forget that I was doing laundry. And when I go back upstairs later in the evening, all of my clothes are laid out for me to put away. Kian's clothes are put away. Jeremy's clothes are put away. And I'm like, oh, well, that was easy. So this, my friends, is how I'm going to do laundry on Friday and still write for 4 hours. I'm going to do that first load and then I'm going to forget about it. And it's going to magically be done. It's going to be great.
How does the magically be done part happen?
Jeremy is. Oh, he okay. Does. So yeah, he hangs out in Paris's room, which is at the end of the hallway. And the laundry room is right. It's like the door before that. So he can hear the washer and dryer start and stop. And I'm downstairs on the other side of the house. So I don't even hear it.
Okay.
Saturday, I'm going to run errands because I am not going to give up my 4 hours of writing time in the afternoon. I'm going to order groceries. And then our chiropractor and his wife are actually coming over for dinner Saturday evening. Okay. So Jeremy's going to chiropractic school. He's going to the same school that our chiropractor, Dr. Wheeler, went to. And whenever we go there, like when Dr. Wheeler is working on me, he's always telling Jeremy, like, this is what he's doing. This is why he's doing it, you know? And so we invited them over for dinner. We actually invited them over like back in November, but with the holidays and they just built a house and they were moving into their new house. We had to keep pushing it back, but they're coming over on Saturday and we're going to talk about, you know, chiropractic school and just what to expect. And so that's going to be good. I'm going to make a big salmon fillet and roast some potatoes in my air fryer and have a big salad. So I'm excited for that. Sunday is podcast. Hopefully I'll write, but again, it's not set in stone because my child will be here.
For me, I am back to work and it's actually a normal week. It's my first normal week in a while where, you know, everybody's back and no vacations for anybody for the most part. As far as I know, nobody's taking vacations the first week. It's the Pam quote, which was on yesterday where she said, it's a new year and I usually try to wait as long as I can before I use up all my vacation days. And this year I made it to the third week of January.
When she went to the Poconos with Roy.
Right. And they didn't do much skiing.
Yeah.
So I think that everybody will be back this week, which
again, now you're talking about at home. You're still working from home.
Yes. Yeah. So we're still working from home. I don't believe anybody's going to be in the office this week. I think everybody's going to be at home. The rotation that we had from like June until November, we have been told we're not doing that. In fact, our boss told us in November when he told us that we were out in December, he said, you know, they haven't given us any news about January, but so just assume that you're at home every day in January until you hear otherwise. So, you know, as far as I know, I'm working from home through January and I'm really hoping through February, the weather gets better once it hits March and I won't have to deal with much snow at all. If I have to drive back, even if it's once, you know, I think if, when we start back, I'm second in the rotation. So if we start back in February, I'd be the second week of February. But if we wait all the way to March, man, I would make it all the way to the second week of March, which I think is the week that I would go on vacation for March Madness. That might be the third week, actually. So I'm not
sure.
That kind
of works out.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice that they're at least going through January. There's a county in Georgia, I think it's Bibb County. They made all schools all virtual for the whole month of January. And people were like, why only a month? What's that going to accomplish? But you figure people probably traveled, you know, over the holidays. Like we had all of you guys down from Ohio. And so the chances of COVID spreading because of the holidays are pretty high. So stay home in January. Now, I'm not talking about my county. My county, the kids need to go to school.
Right. I one of my friends, her kids are going back, not tomorrow, but next week for that reason. It's like, okay, everybody's on vacation. You're probably around family. So you stay out of school for a week and then they go back on the 11th of January, not tomorrow. So, and then it was funny on the way home, the dad was like, well, you know, we'll be home soon. And if, you know, we'll see how it goes over the next week. And if nobody has COVID, it was a successful vacation. And I'm like, man, it's weird what makes a vacation successful nowadays. But
as far as I know, it was successful while you guys were here.
Yeah, we didn't really do anything. I went golfing. You know, yeah. I went inside the golf course to pay, and I was the only person in there with the woman who was, I paid, and she was behind a giant glass, you know, what do you call it? The glass that you can see through, whatever, that plexiglass thing. Yeah. Other than that, I didn't talk to anybody outside except for the guy that almost killed me. But outside,
almost
I never
killed your shin, not you.
Well, I mean, I could have been a little bit farther up. I could have taken it to the chest. I mean, you never know. Yeah. Anyway. So he almost broke my toe. I mean, whatever. And then you guys, we went out a couple times, but it was drive through, pretty much the entire time. So, you know, I tell people that we were, you know, we probably did what you're not supposed to do, which is get together in a giant house with people, but we were really, you know, we didn't travel the week before that. None of us really went anywhere. So I think we did pretty much what you can do if you're going to get together in a house.
Yeah. We took all the precautions.
Yeah. And as far as I know, nobody on this side of town has gotten it. I think you and, I mean, Paris is probably okay. And
yeah, Paris is fine. Yeah. We're fine.
So we're okay. So yeah, we're not going back to the office, but so the question is, do I want to get up at 5 a.m. like I was every day and write first? Because that's really hard, especially by the time I hit Thursday, which is really weird to say, considering for 9.5 years, I got up at 5 a.m. to drive to work every day. So, you know, I can't complain too much. I can always find something to complain about. I'll find something else. So I probably will. I'll probably get up at 5 a.m. tomorrow and try to start that and see how it goes throughout the week. I do know that that's the best way for me to write right now is from 5:30 to 7 in the morning. And then if at lunchtime I have time or I want to, I can open it up and maybe finish something. You know, I have that ability to do that. So the hope would be I can get like 4,000 to 5,000 words this week, like I did the week before I came down to your place. You know, we'll see. But and then let's see, lunch is from 11:30 to 1, and I quit work at 4:30 every day. My screen is supposed to come from my golf shed. It was funny. Yesterday I went to Home Depot and bought 6 pieces of wood. Yeah. I say Depot. It sounds fancier. Yeah, I think it does. And bought 6 pieces of 2x4s that are 12 feet long. I saw this video on how to hang a 10x10 screen with a frame, and it looks awesome. And I built the frame, and then I went to hang the first piece and realized the 11 foot long frame that goes across the bottom will not fit in my building that's 10 feet 11 inches wide. So I had to improvise, and I improvised. And when my screen comes, I think this week it's coming, I will hang it a different way, but it'll still be fine. I just have to hang it a different way.
And you put on Snapchat, like, hey, there's something going on in here, but then you never said what.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was kind of funny. We have that this week. And then Saturday and Sunday, it just depends on if the Browns make the playoffs, and if they do, what day they're playing. They will play one of those 2 days. I don't know which one. I don't know who they'll play. It all depends on what happens today. So I'm sure I'll be watching those games. And like I said, if there's 4 playoff games, 2 Saturday and 2 Sunday, the first round this year is different. There's actually 6 games in the first round. So I don't know how they'll do it this year. Probably 1 o'clock, 4:30 and 7:30 both days, 'cause they want to get that primetime stuff. Browns won't be primetime, I'm sure. So, you know, who knows? But I'm sure I'll do some writing this on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, definitely. I don't know about Sunday. And yeah, that's pretty much it for my week. Is that it? Do you have anything else?
No, like I said before, I'm just going to try to get the focus back.
Do you want me to text you each day or anything like that and motivate you with my motivational skills? No?
What skills?
I mean, I could say like, hey, keep it up. Way to go. No,
it's okay. I'll be good. Thanks. Right.
Okay. We'll see. I mean, if next weekend on this podcast, you say that you don't did a very good job, you're going to see my motivational skills come out.
Okay.
Yeah. Be afraid. Okay. Yeah. So, all right. Well, I don't have anything else either. So that's the end of the podcast for this week. We are sponsorless. We are hoping to find a sponsor. Autocrit, if you're listening. We'll happily take a few bucks and we'll talk about you every week. Scrivener, we'll take a few bucks and talk about you every week. We have no shame. We can easily be bought. You can find me at jerryevanoff.com. I don't think I'm going to do anything with the purchase and the autograph stuff this week. Maybe today I'll look into the tax stuff a little bit, but if you want to go there and check out later this week and see if I have anything, feel free. Email me jerry@jerryevanoff.com on Twitter. I'm at jerryE25. I think I'm going to start tweeting again. I was doing the AM writing tweets almost every day back pre-COVID when I was going to restaurants at lunchtime or on Saturday mornings. And I would always try to find something funny to write with an AM writing hashtag. And I want to start doing that again at some point. So find me on Twitter if you want to see those. Facebook, Jerry Evanoff Author is my Facebook page. I am on Snapchat where you can get amazing cliffhangers that have no resolutions. And I have an Instagram page, but I'm slowly talking about canceling that every week like I do because I don't do anything on there. Yeah.
You can find me at lindsayevanoff.com. You can email me, lindsay@lindsayevanoff.com. I'm on Facebook, Lindsay Evanoff Author, although I haven't been posting like I want to. Instagram, Lindsay Evanoff Author. You know how, what is her name? Vivian Reese?
Vivian Reese, yeah.
Yeah. She posts lives all the time about like her progress and like what she's doing. And I always want to do that.
She posts what?
But like she does Insta stories.
Oh, okay.
And they're really fun to watch. She's just adorable. And her daughter is adorable, but she always does these lives where she's like, oh, I, you know, didn't reach my goal today, but you know, and then she just talks about stuff. And I really like that, but I'm always hesitant to do it because I just walk around in my pajamas all day because I don't go anywhere. And like half the time I don't even comb my hair. Who wants to see that mess? You know,
my guess is the majority of the people following you are exactly the same way. I think you should do it tomorrow and you should show your curtains.
Oh yeah. I could do that.
Yeah. And you can say, you know, I got my hours in and
finding content for me is hard because I always think people don't really care. Like they don't care. But I guess if they don't care, they could just skip over it.
So I had the same conversation with, again, Paul Teague before I started this podcast. It's like, what am I going to talk about for a half an hour? People don't know who I am. They don't care. And he said, no, just do it. Just do it. And people will listen and people will not listen. Who cares? Just do it. So that's my advice to you is just do it. And you may not get more followers. People might comment. You might be surprised on how many comments you get, or you might be disappointed with getting zero, but I say do it and see what happens.
I think that I'll expect to get zero and then I won't be disappointed about it.
Yeah. I always got excited when I was doing the AM writing hashtags and I would get like two likes and it was like the mom and Brian Prescott Hi Brian, I mentioned you in a while. You know, but I didn't care because people liked it, even if it was people I didn't know. But with the AM writing hashtag, occasionally I would get likes from people who I had no idea who they were. They might start following me. You know, again, I'm not going to use Twitter to sell any books, but it is kind of fun to interact with other authors. So
yeah.
I say just do it.
Agreed.
Throw 16 hashtags on it and see what happens.
I'm going to do it. You can find me on Twitter, Evanoff Lindsay, although I never tweet anything except for when I remember to put out this podcast, I tweet it, but I don't always remember.
I'll do it today. I'll do it today. And then you can retweet it.
Okay. That sounds good. If you like our podcast, give us a review on the podcast page. And until next week.
Thank you for listening, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the New Author Podcast. Check back next week for another episode. And for more information, find Jerry at www.jerryevanoff.com and Lindsay at www.lindsayevanoff.com.